adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
Okay. So the archway leads into another room.
A laminator.
Lamalier.
A lamalier.
And there's like a little step going up, so that's why that room is not flooded. There is a...
Yeah, my feet are soggy.
Oh, wait, can I search the dead elemental?
Sure.
I'm going to get my
You search the whole
too.
Pond.
Hey, you find a
okay,
sword.
So this is all a wall here.
Hey, go pick up your short bow.
Yeah, I'm going
to
pick up
my
short
bow. Yeah, I'm walking back to pick up my short
bow. There's another archway.
That I would have forgotten it.
It's waterlogged.
And I said, thanks, man.
Hey, but that's the edge of the world.
And there's Black Abyss just beyond that.
A little disappointed that I didn't get to use any of that plus
total
two,
black
but that's all right.
Stuff. Wants to touch it. Jump in.
And I'm putting this over here because that goes off somewhere. I'm going to move over to the
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to do a perception check on this door.
And I will follow up with that.
And there is also there's like a step up, so the door is like not in the water.
Okay.
Yeah, let's... I'll check the other door. Let's do
I'm going to specifically roll for traps.
Because I'm already right next to it.
Because this is all stonework, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Masonry.
God.
I think she went to the other day.
Yeah. This is a hand.
I think this is a door.
I rolled a one.
I rolled a
two. On that door.
On this one?
No.
This, one?
This door. One I'm standing next to, right?
You found out doors made of wood.
I had a 24.
You think?
I have a 24.
I think
this
one's a wooden door, guys.
Okay.
Maybe fake wood.
This room, you guys didn't really look at it too long, but there's another mosaic, and it looks like there's like a giant mushroom thing sitting right here.
I'll check that out after.
Yeah, exactly.
I walk up here.
And I rolled a 20 specifically looking for traps.
Traps? You sense there was a water elemental in this room.
There was.
No, you do not find any traps.
Okay.
Find a bunch of frogs.
24.
Yeah.
This looks like a door like the other doors, and it will slide down.
Okay.
If you would open it.
I go, hey, mushroom. And then nature check.
All right. Roll a fortitude save.
20.
I hate it when he does something dumb and cute.
You get
ask
closer to it,
later.
And you have like a flashback to the kobold cave you guys were stuck in, and right before you left, there's
kobolds.
That one, those mushrooms that made that really loud noise.
Yeah.
And right when you notice that, you hear them coming in your ears, and sure enough, it makes a really high-pitched squeal.
I cut it, or like...
To stomp it down.
Shit, what are you doing?
I make my hands big enough, I do this.
How big is it?
It's enough to fill up this 5-foot area.
I guess I'll just start like kicking it.
Shut! Shut up!
Yeah, I run in there and eat him. I'm just starting hammering down.
What?
Make a will save.
Okay.
So
fortitude, I'm sorry.
Fortitude.
Shut that thing up.
13.
13, huh?
Yes.
Form the shrieker.
I'm gonna
that
go.
That works. Okay.
Is it shut? It's shut up now.
No, it's not shut up.
I'm gonna move towards there too. Like,
what's
stop! What are you doing in here?
That is the worst music I've ever heard.
Jesus.
All right, you walk in there. So go ahead and make a fortune save.
Oh.
This is like the online group when everybody's found the trap space.
Oh, there we go.
On it. 19. Yeah, you don't care. You just keep walking.
I play louder than this.
Shrieking, is it?
Yeah. Can I cancel it out?
Actually, that is a bard skill, but I think it's
counter song, right?
Yeah.
All I picture is the scene from Dumb and Dumber, where he's like, you want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I'm going to counter song it. I'm going to try to outrock it.
Okay, before we do it, remember, you only get to do that so many times a day.
How many
and you did it a couple times earlier. I don't remember how many more you have for today.
Where did I find that? What is it?
I think it was
11 rounds a day.
Yeah, I think you did it for 2 rounds when we first did it. So,
I've done 2 so far.
Yeah.
I've got
nine
more rounds of this.
Yeah.
Save some for the demon.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we just kick it.
I think you guys can probably rest would be a good idea with a demon.
Yeah, I will pray. If we're going to stay here, I'll pray as soon as we get a chance for get an hour. Just an hour of alone time.
I want to pray.
Me and God's
in a doorway? Is it an archway?
It's an archway, yeah. Okay. And it'll pop up over here when I get to it.
Well,
I'm gonna walk over here.
Do I want to
get rid of this?
Or
no?
Yeah, I'm just gonna kick it.
I'm pissed off with this noise that I heard.
Okay, I'm gonna
he's like, oh. God damn it.
All right, I'm going towards it.
He's like Bruce Banner. He's
just
close to snapping.
We're all just like pounding.
Shut up.
Shut up.
He looks in there, you guys are all like kicking. He's like, wow, they're dancing.
All right, so I got to roll anything? What are we?
Kenny and the Screecher.
Alright.
I love you guys!
This thing is still going off?
Yep.
Alright, so I'm walking away from it. I'm getting so pissed off now that I, like, throw my arm at the door and I'm like, God!
Okay. So it kind of pushes in and slides down when you hit it.
Oh, hey, guys!
I mean, they're not.
Dude,
totally
I'm
not going to be warned by this giant
asshole, but I'm not necessarily. I don't make wise decisions, and I'm prone to rage, so I'm getting really irritated right now.
But you're intelligent, though.
intelligent.
That's how David's other character is.
What?
He's like intelligent cat folk, but he's not very.
Oh
wise.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's like does really
my
silly things.
Seven.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in his. Oh, I can't see.
It opens
you
up
take
to
some
another hallway.
This.
Make a perception.
All the
check
drugs
roll.
I need.
Ooh, you want me to write you a secret note if you find something fun?
Okay. My God is an awesome guy. He's giant cat. And he's full of color. And he's got talons.
Yeah, 22.
I'm
just poking my head.
Do you like me?
In.
Yes or no? Maybe.
Put maybe on there.
Circle that one. I don't even want to fill it out.
Yeah, I'm not going in there. I'm just like kind of poking in there, like God damn, I got so angry. I just fucking hate this. It might not have been the smartest idea ever.
No, you just tell us that you figured it out. You figured out how to open it. So I got this open, guys. No problem. Just kind of.
There's a guillotine blade on the top of the door.
Oh man, I was reading about those final blades that the Country of Galt uses. Like it's a guillotine that when it cuts your head off, it's impossible to resurrect you if you're killed that way. And they have like three of them. They all have nicknames. And they like put people through them all the time.
Too busy.
Yeah. That's a screwed up. It's a screwed up country.
Wink!
Alright, secret note passing.
World
perception check for the kickers.
Perception check.
Well, man, we all did pretty well.
Perceive the shit out of that.
22.
I
got 25.
29.
All right. Well, someone, I guess, just round up to 30.
I'm pretty sure.
I love how we just perceive. I'll just perceive whatever's about that. Most likely perceive after having like a we're in like
you're
a mosh pit.
Oh,
we're just like. Curb stomping this mushroom. We just happen to all stop.
Wait, guys, you hear something?
Yeah. We turn around at the exact same time. Yeah. All this shrieking going on. If I was that dude, I would freak out if I saw that. Like, I'm trying to sneak up on you guys, and everyone's just. Like, holy shit. All
right.
You guys give it a good kick, and it kind of slides over, and it kind of goes, oh, yay!
I'm going to stab it just for good measure.
I want to do a nature check to see if we can eat it.
Okay.
See if you can eat it. Don't include me.
I'm
going to
do that too.
David, what's your CMB or CMD?
18.
That's a good idea. I'm going to see if we can eat this too.
It sounds like something else is happening right now.
No.
I've done my fair share of imbibing weird objects off the random walls and stuff. So I'm good.
Isn't your god like the narcotics god? Doesn't he have anything to say about this?
No.
Can't you
I just think
like
it was
quick...
at a point in my life where that was just what I needed. I think any other time I would have died.
Oh.
All right. I'm backpedaling, kind of.
Okay.
And I'm just going to like poke my head in. I'm like,
give me
are you guys...
Give me a perception check.
16.
What did we perceive with our perception checks?
A thing dying.
Oh.
Really?
Okay. I do want to see if we can eat this.
What did you get for your...
I had a 19.
You heard of people cooking these. Mm-hmm.
What is it? Nature?
If they don't cook it right, it's poisonous.
You know what I like to do with poison?
I'll take it. Okay. You gotta stick it in your
bag.
Would you like me to detect the poison first? I can do that.
I rolled a 16.
Was, 16. Okay. Well, this is gonna be weird. So, you guys are, like, hunkered over this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, you poke your head in just in time to see, kind of picture aliens,
oh,
and the
boy.
Thing kind of slides down.
Game over, man. Game
and you
over.
You see the demon slide down, and it grabs, like, it hooks its talons on David's quiver. And, like, you just see David, like, not notice at all. You can do one thing before he does something else.
Tackle it. Yeah, I'm going to try to tackle it.
But our perception check, we didn't see this?
Nope.
I rolled like a 20. I had a 29. How did I not see this?
I got a 37. He has a plus 22 to stealth.
Jesus.
All right, so he's coming down.
What an asshole.
I rolled a 19. How much? Only natural 20s you would have seen this piece of crap.
Well, if you had a really high perception, I guess.
It was 10.
Yeah.
27
is as high as I could possibly roll, and I rolled a 25. Yeah. So,
all right,
I was not seeing that.
Yeah, thing. He comes down, and, like, can I, like, I see him, can I go into rage as I'm, like, running at him? Because,
yeah.
I mean, this guy caused me a lot of headache, like,
yeah,
prior
yeah.
to this, so I'm going to go into rage as I'm charging him to tackle him.
Okay.
So, what do I do?
Sack him?
Well, you go rage is a free action, right?
Yeah, to go into rage is a
yep.
free action.
And then
so
go ahead and do,
I get a new plus 6 mod to strength.
Yep, so go ahead and do a CMB roll.
Alright, so it'll be.
Let's see what a CMB is.
I know I bet him, so it can't be too high.
Nice.
And that's plus what this is
yep.
right here, so it'd actually be yep. plus 9, so 28.
That's probably gonna work. Yep, sure does.
You should bite him.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you last time? Did your mouth hurt?
It was worth it.
Did you get, like, herpes or something? Demon herpes.
I'm drinking this guy's blood.
So you're tackling him?
Yeah, I'm trying to tackle him.
Okay, so you... So, David, you feel your quiver thing kind of slide off the side, and you turn just in time to see the demon slap down with a... I almost said a Colton Morgan.
Yeah, my rage got the best of me.
He kind of jumps down. Everybody doing an initiative.
We're about to curve stomp this thing, too.
Works the best for me.
I'm going to make him eat that mushroom.
can you force feed people?
Right.
What's your alignment?
Eat it.
He's a demon.
It won't open.
What's
mouth.
Your alignment?
Chaotic good.
Okay. I don't know if
I'm sure
is.
Well, if you
kill
bad
him,
things to a
bad
person,
thing,
does that
yeah.
equal good?
Yeah. Is that torture?
I think torture is beyond...
Is it torture? I'm not trying to torture him, I'm trying to hurt him.
You're trying to shove something in his mouth. It's torture.
What's the... Okay, actually, is that worse than shoving a sword into him?
I just see him, like, not opening his mouth and you're just rubbing it all over his face. Like, open your mouth!
Open wide, I hope his nose.
Yeah.
Be a good demon. Here comes the airplane.
Kenny Lance, what'd you get?
Oh, right there. Oh.
Kenny Lance.
Kenny Lance?
5, 15 plus. What's my initiative? Oh, 19.
I rolled a 19 as well. And you have the highest dex, if that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how we'll do it.
Okay. 14.
You guys would have got a bonus if we got 19.
Really?
No.
That could be fun, though.
Yeah, I got 13.
That, I don't know, that almost sounds like a fun idea. And at some point, everyone rolls like the exact same number.
Yeah.
Everyone just gets like a bonus.
Lucky seven!
Yeah.
Good guy, Whiskers.
What's his name again? Morton? Mormon?
Morton?
His name is Mormon.
We got you, Morty.
Yeah, it's Mormon.
We got you, Morty.
What's up now, Morty?
What's your.
Malar is his name.
Malar.
Could
be Malar, though, but it's base boss.
CMD Plus I'm enraged, so it's actually 22.
Dang.
You're pissed.
I don't think
must be nice.
I don't think I'm going to be able to do anything, but yeah. Nope.
Good. We need cold steel on this guy too, didn't we?
Yep.
I'm the only one with cold iron. I'm the only one who's got
right,
cold iron.
Ken, you go.
Wait. Do we know that that's this guy?
We don't.
Okay, I was gonna say this.
He looks evil.
Yeah, do we recognize him? Like, can we see that it's Malar?
You guys can. Yeah, he's got the puncture wound on the side from where Lance speared him before.
Okay. Does he have a bite mark on his neck?
No.
Alright, I'm gonna move up and attack him.
Yeah, he'll right after you did it.
Oh.
I would play music, but also my musical instrument's the only thing that's one of the few things that'll kill this guy.
It's time for a solo.
Time for a solo, that's right.
Okay.
Yes!
That's a rocking solo.
Go ahead and roll again to confirm. Well, no.
Still hit him,
yeah.
Alright. Do I get any bonus for the 20?
No, just confirm hit.
Oh. Oh, that was nice.
There you go.
So, 8 plus 5. What? 13?
Your strength is high. What's your base attack? No one here.
He probably plays bass, like guitar's heavier.
My strength is plus 16, so I got a plus 3 to that.
Yeah.
I assume that's what the fuck that
is. Yeah. This is
by
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that would have been good if I did.
13, you said?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah! Welcome to the Symphony of Pain.
Justin.
As a swift action, I'm going to power up my Grey Flame, my
right.
newly acquired weapon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
and I'm going to...
That expends one of your...
Yes,
charges.
And then I'm going to look at this guy in the face as I bring down my weapon. And I'm going to make sure he sees my eyes.
This is for Huey.
This is for you, Caudle. That's a 15
plus it on the ground. I'll say that.
Okay, good. Don't make me hit Makoa. It's like,
oh,
my God.
Angry. I don't even know
how
I'll feel it.
Smited the shit out of me. Ass hurts. Why
so
can't
be,
I ever find a D8?
D8. Plus one damage, and then you have to add D6 as flame damage.
Okay, I'll just roll all together. So that's a 3, and then so it would be, and then plus the 1, so it's just a 4, basically. But I finally hit something.
Yeah!
It was pretty. It was fun to watch.
I want to be positive energy, so it wouldn't hurt.
Oh, are you making it to where I hit him too?
Well, you caught.
Because technically
him,
it would heal him.
You caught him on fire.
Hey, what are you doing on him? Also, it counts as flame damage, also?
Yeah.
Okay, I just thought it was. Just
I don't
like
remember. It didn't say if it was like. I would assume it's divine because your flame strike is divine. I would say it's divine.
Okay.
Alright.
So you just feel like an icy hot burn, like just kind of like a real good relaxing burn.
It dulls the pain away.
Yeah.
Even though it feels good.
It's like hot rocks.
I'm still raging.
Right.
Yeah, I'm still really mad that it's icy hot on me.
Where's my quiver folded?
It's hanging on the side of your shoulder and he's got his hand wrapped around
it. Oh, still?
Yeah. Even like
that. Okay, I'm going to take the Hungamunga and like loop his hand in there and then like snap it to like break his wrist almost. Or at least hurt it.
Just kill him.
Yeah,
that's what I say. We need to end this thing's existence.
It's going to be a CMB, I think.
Okay. I just shake my head.
Or CMB.
I go, Hungamunga, Hungamunga, Hungamunga.
Oh, he said it. Oh, Hunganunga. Yeah, go ahead and roll it again.
That's what happens when you stand in the way of a few Kotal's herald.
Say, 18.
Alright, you start to try to do that, and you drop it, but then your other arm kind of falls down and your quiver falls off your shoulder.
Does it just look, come right back to me?
The Hungamonga, yes. The quiver, no.
What? Quiver! Quiver!
Quiver!
You begin to quiver as your quiver falls.
Oh, wait, I need to write down that I have that mushroom in my bag holding. What's that mushroom called? Screechy?
Screecher.
Screecher.
Mike?
Alright, so I got him tackled on the ground. Am I, like, face to face with him?
Yep.
Alright, I want to try to, like,
headbutt
him.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God. What do I add to that? Just my BAB?
Well,
my
your
strength?
Rage, your base attack, your strength, and...
Alright, so plus three.
Don't
plus...
headbutt his mouth.
Ow! Teeth in my head.
So
yeah.
Plus nine. So, 15.
Well, you kind of... It's kind of like a half-ass. You get him got, like, a really good grip, so you kind of just, like...
kind of slides.
Just kind of
like,
to snuggle up next
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, you almost hugged him.
Oh, man, now you're so warm.
What, are you kissing him?
Yeah, I'm just like, what are you doing? Just kill him!
He's comfy for me. He's my friend. Everybody do a... Gets an attack of opportunity right now.
I'm trying to run away.
Including me?
Yes. I don't want this
Ooh,
one.
Natural 20.
Is it like a headbutt or what?
Yeah. Headbutt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah!
I'm not headbutted.
I'm not
so hard.
Definitely not.
Come on, crit headbutt.
No,
I guess maybe I'm still shocked by how awesome
D
my Morningstar is.
If I have my strength, since I'm stabbing him with Hungamonga, and I say Hungamonga.
Ooh, look at that. I'm rolling three right next to yours.
I don't know. You already rolled.
It surprised me.
And what do I add to my strength?
I don't know, David. You didn't say until afterward.
But I remembered before you said it.
You're right.
Then I have my strength. I don't think I've ever stabbed anybody with it.
Yeah, he had your strength bonus.
Oh, I'm dumb. That's why I got that miscellaneous one, because I had a dodge bonus on my AC. So does 18. That's right.
Six.
I just realized that. I took
you
dodge
did six?
As a feat.
Yeah, I did six. Dodge, what does that do?
Gives me a plus one dodge bonus to AC. I totally forgot I had that. I was thinking like my AC should have been 17, but it is 18. Uh-huh. That's why I had the miscellaneous, because I got a dodge.
So you stab him pretty good with a Hungamonga. You
do I add
him...
my strength?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually a 9. My strength modifier is
so
6,
you,
so plus
you
headbutt three.
Him really good in the face, and you have a feeling that if it was anybody else, you would hit, like, all their teeth would be gone right now. But he kind of just grins at you, and then you kind of slide to the floor as his body disappears.
Damn, this guy sucks.
Your quiver is gone, so go ahead and mark that.
Yeah. Suck it.
Morty!
Morty!
I have it.
Right. Now
I don't have it. I don't know it, but I do have a replace ammunition spell.
I'm liking this right now.
But, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Did you just lose, like, 137 arrows? Didn't you
I
have,
lost
like, a ridiculous 59 amount?
59 arrows.
Okay.
I now join your quest to kill this guy, because
yeah.
He stole my quiver of holding.
We high five.
For Huey.
You're here.
And quivers.
Quivers. I'll get you back quivers. I swear it. I swear it, quiver.
By my honor. As an 18-year-old half-orc who wants to own an end someday.
Our next writing interlude is the quest for quivers.
Quest for quivers, right.
Well, I, seeing that and just, like, being a good team member, I'd give you, because, yeah, it's just arrows, right? I'll
mm-hmm.
give you the quiver that I have left.
Oh, hey, buddy, how many arrows do you have?
I'm going to be honest, I don't really know. How many go in a quiver?
I think it's only supposed to be 20.
20, and so I've used my short bow probably like 6 times, so...
14?
Yeah, like 14 arrows, sorry.
I guess I'll take this regular quiver.
Yeah.
What an asshole. Take it back.
I mean, thank you. Thank
right,
you.
So
you'll never be the quiver that the quivers was.
Thank you. Thank you, Makoa.
Right,
everything I love leaves me.
Because I stabbed him again, I've got some demon flesh in my... spear, so I
clear out
Please.
The
set yeah, I do it like
I play
like
a little
angry friend,
but
yeah.
So now that I have this flesh here, is there anything that anyone can do with it? Can we track him with it, or
let's have
can you do locate
it.
Object?
Hey.
David just tried to eat it. no,
he's already ate.
Actually,
some.
I lost that ability.
Can your god track this guy with his lump of...
He is in this temple.
Yeah, this used to be his temple, so...
I guess I gave that to him on the floor.
One of his many.
Can I, like, show the Hungamonga to Dustin since he, like, knows this Hugh Coital guy now to see if, like, he knows anything about the ruins all of a sudden?
Roll a spellcraft check, Dustin, if you want to do it. Otherwise...
Yeah, I'll try that, sure.
Just say, fuck you,
bitch. No.
Before you do it, you have to say Hungamonga three times. Mm.
Anyway.
Hunger searcher.
Yeah, that's a dagger with wings on it. That's a three.
You still think David's lying about it coming back, even though you've seen it happen? I'm pretty sure he's lying, guys.
I say, here, you can have it then.
Alright. So now
I'm going to put the demon flesh in your bag of holding if that's
I don't want it because it just looks dumb.
Sure. Demon flesh.
You might need it. Who knows? You never know when to get demon.
Go for,
we can
like,
make a demon flesh and screecher. Now you're in the room again and that shrieker is dead.
I'm go for something in the black market.
The one in this room shows a representative of any major races. So you see orcs, half-orcs, elves, half-elves, mermaid.
Strix?
Strix, catfolk, all kinds of other races, dwarves. All the major races you see.
Are they happy, like holding hands?
Yeah, like,
or they...
It shows them like living in relative harmony.
Oh.
And it wraps around.
The world.
And yeah, as it wraps around towards here, you start seeing the introduction of the Naga. And once it gets to here, it's like this room is the door, like represents a portal, and all the Naga pictures on the side are like them reaching towards it.
Can I do, like, a history check to see if this is any sort of relevant, like, actual event?
Yeah.
In, like, time?
Yeah. Are these paintings on the wall, like, frescoes, or are they tapestries?
It's, like, a painting-ish type thing. Not a painting,
what's the quality of the art? Are they, like,
the fresco's, like, actually on the wall.
Yeah, it's, like,
actually on
like,
the wall.
It's yeah,
like it's
like engraved in a wall type thing.
So it's not like we can rip down all those Naga ones in the other room.
No.
It's a 16.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
This,
I have my hand in my beard while I'm going this whole time.
You would recall this is, something called in your history books as fall. The fall. That's when the Nagas fell into temptation.
So they weren't always evil?
I know what temptation's like. Yeah, I do that as, like, an asshole, like I know it all guy. I'm like, this depicts, the Nagas,
that's, like, really
temptation.
Obvious, you guys. Yeah. Yeah. You guys
see, really here you have the, pitiful half-orc.
Pitiful half-orc?
Yeah, the
we're
dwarf,
all familiar with
yeah, the dwarf.
Yeah.
Actually, notice how the dwarf, short, still stands taller than the half-orc, yes. Mm-hmm.
And the tree
I'm
in the
like,
background.
We're
like,
pretty.
Like,
we're pretty awesome.
And then there's the badger people.
Yeah,
badger people.
The lowest of them all. The badgers.
They're called the shivers.
I'm gonna go look through here and do a perception check into the other room.
Well, do you want to go this way or into the other doorway?
Yeah. What did you
yeah,
find out?
Well, I was gonna tell you,
what
but then you started walking away.
He started talking. And you guys were gone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks for catching that. Morning there, by the way.
Left alone again.
And yeah, and after the dwarf said that, I'm like, well, dwarf, why don't you go check out the next room since you know everything?
Yeah.
And I'm like, at least I never been raped.
And I say, wait till tonight.
And I'm like, whoa! Whoa!
Right, so that's over here.
Okay. I got
an
18.
Let's split the party up. That'll work good.
Yeah.
That sounds good when we're fighting a demon that can almost kill one of us with one hit.
I'm not scared.
Okay.
He didn't kill me.
It's true. You think he's a klepto? Why do you think he wanted your arrow so bad?
You know, when did he want that?
Yeah, check your belt pouch, too.
Yeah, make sure you're not missing any money. I pat my stuff down.
I mean, I don't know what like kind of shopping a demon does
so
on a regular basis.
So this hallway is... pretty much every 10 feet, there's like a mass of the crystals.
Okay. I feel at home here.
I have purple. I like lavender. These look really big, kind of big, like the one that was hanging above that quicksand pool. Other than that, it looks like it branches off a little ways down and then branches off again.
Okay. Makoa, what did you find in that other room? Like, should we go back?
So, is there some sort of check where I can kind of see what the plan was for building this place?
That'd be dungeoneering.
Okay.
Can I? I mean, I can sort of tell them.
You have that?
Probably.
Yes. Well, with the knowledge, you have all knowledge.
So I can tell them that, you know, this used to be a temple.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what, if we kind of know what it is, which way should we go?
What are we
heading towards if we go this way, and what do you think we'd be heading towards the other one? Like, bigger?
I guess I wouldn't know that. It's just that, like,
yeah,
this place
has
been perverted.
You know it's a temple, but you wouldn't know, like, how his temples are laid out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you also that, as you guys are saying this, I'm like, well, why don't you go check out the next room? Scorched in the next room. And
it's scorched.
The doors is nearly ash.
I just wondered if one way is going towards like a big temple room or a big cathedral area, and one's going towards like the, I don't know, trash room or something.
This compactor?
Yeah.
Water closet?
The sphere of annihilation that they just dumped.
I've always wanted a botch with the Spirit of Annihilation.
There's usually some sort of overarching logic to building a place. Or something.
It is a religious.
It
is a religious structure, so logic was probably not one of the important things.
And as crazy as your god is,
my god,
awesome crazy.
It could just be random rooms next to each other. All right, so let's go back to the Scorched Room then.
So, yeah, we got, Makoa just told you that there's a room, scorched room.
There's like scorched marks on the wall.
Yeah, you got a crisply room.
Like, did it seem fresh? Or, like, newer?
I don't know, we can go back and investigate. I literally poked my head in, and all I could see was just some scorched marks, and...
You didn't, like, go and taste them.
Was a door that was, looked like it was burnt, and...
Okay, so it didn't seem like there was, like, heat. Kind of like residual heat, sort of.
I mean, I don't know. Did I notice any of that? I mean, I just poked my head into the door.
Give me.
I guess
what
did you?
What was your perception?
Did you put the back of your hand
really
on the doorknob
it was,
first?
Like 20 or
something. Not the ones that you touched and feel warm.
Okay, so like you said, he didn't put like the back of his hand on the doorknob. Like
no,
you're supposed
he didn't.
To do
he didn't even go in there.
Your house
just
is on fire.
Like
okay.
So
sorry.
You touched
my foot.
Touch what I want. So what are we doing? What are you guys doing?
They
left
the game.
We won the game.
We left.
They found the path.
We won.
All right, let's just make a decision.
I started in.
I'm going to get out my
literally
my flipping coin. And then we'll decide which way we're
going. I go down this hallway.
He says this,
oh, okay.
His flipping coin. He gives everybody $10. Here, we're going this way.
Yeah, my special flip. All right. When I can't decide things, I flip a coin.
What coin?
It's a Van Buren gold dollar.
Oh. Good old Sacagawea. So David just starts walking down the hall.
Okay, well, he's made our decision for us. Let's do this.
Okay.
I can feel the hung among us. Like, pulling me.
Pulling him right in his manga.
All right, I'm going with him.
God, tell us
when you make some dumb, fast, rash decisions, and so far they worked out.
I want to try something. I want to throw the hung among behind me and then try to outrun it and like have it fall. Like, if I can run faster than the hung among, just have it like trail behind me.
You know it'll just teleport. I say that annoyed.
Shut up, pink eye.
That's lavender to you.
Alright, I'll look down this hallway.
Alright,
You didn't flame here.
No. All
right, I'm going to follow along, but I'm kind of like looking at Tabit, and I'm like, dwarf. You got the guts. So I'm still kind of irritated about that.
Okay.
Taking a crack at half orcs.
I got more than guts.
What are you doing?
If
you're
buying. I'll just follow him along. And I'll try to give him like a flat tire as we're walking. Like, oh, sorry, I'm so short. You know.
You gotta try to take big steps to keep up.
All right. As you start walking down, did you really do that with a hung among us first time?
No, I will try it later.
He said it and did not say just kidding.
I didn't say hung among us again.
That's how I do it.
I tried it.
You do it unless you say just kidding right away.
It's all in character. You can't do anything out of character.
I didn't say hung among us three times either way, so I tried to do it. But
so when you get right here, you see Malor form right here.
Morning!
Hung among us, hung among us, hung among us.
No. That's not my name, he said.
Morty, what's up?
What's up, Morty?
He says...
You like that spear?
He says, surprise! And you see him touch the crystal behind him.
Oh,
and then
shit.
All the crystals begin to glow.
And pretty!
By the way, I only walked up to the door. I still have not yet walked through the door.
Yeah, I'm still right behind.
And then I walk away.
Yeah, of course, you're right behind.
Yeah, wherever you're at. Because, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I'm a pretty tall half-orc, and you're a dwarf, so I can, like, let one rip while you're behind.
How's that going? Right in your face.
I know why the other room is
with that one, because I ate, like, 8 rations before we came.
I have 200 rations.
Did you have 49? You didn't have 49 by chance.
I spent most of my gold on rations.
I don't have any weapons. I figure if I give them enough food, they'll leave me alone.
So he touches that, and you see the crystals go low, and then they kind of turn dark. And it literally looks like they're vomiting a pile of guts and stuff on the ground.
Oh, shit.
And the guts kind of form up to make some kind of weird blobby mass.
Do they have guns?
No.
That's just the miniature.
They have gun arms.
Sword bows. Oh, they're all... Oh, crap. So we got separated. This isn't good. This
roll
is
initiative!
Good.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is Morty still there, or did he disappear?
Yeah, he's still there.
Where's Quivers?
I yell.
Where's Quivers?
Does he have it? Is he, like, wearing it to show off?
Look at my new Quivers. I'm just wondering what we're in line for.
What are you guys doing?
Yeah. Like, are we in line? Are we in line to get the beer, or are we in line for the tickets for the beer?
Wait until we get back to the inn.
All right, Kenny?
My number was 13. I'm gonna move back when
15.
I get a chance to let you big brute behind me.
David?
9.
And then you can toss the dwarf if you like.
Yeah. This is not like a Wolverine
Sire
Colossus thing. You're not throwing me. I have dignity. I have no dignity in the air.
Some tiny feet flapping in the air.
That's true.
Right.
You will not cartoon throw me.
Yeah. All the dwarf tossings I've seen, that once those feet are flopping in the air, the dignity of that dwarf is...
You know what? Everybody throwing Gimli, okay? Peter Jackson said that's legit.
That's true. It's like, this happened. Tolkien wrote this.
Yeah. If Legolas can ride a shield down a flight of stairs, rugged stone stairs... Yeah.
Don't forget the war element.
That would probably chip and break. That's legit.
Yeah. Well, he rolled a 20, I'm sure.
No, he did. He crit.
That's right.
Maybe last time he rolls 20s.
It's true. He does do... What is the ranger where you fire two arrows at once?
Rapid shot.
Rapid shot. He does that all the time.
I have that.
Yeah, he stabbed somebody in the neck with an arrow and then he shot it. I'm gonna do.
That's efficiency.
Alright, are we good to go?
Malor!
I was gonna say, don't tell me
first.
Malamar?
Yep. Malamar. I like that better than Morty. Malamar!
You see him, he kind of laughs.
Hey, you need your minions to fight for you? That's okay, yeah, we see how it goes.
You see him kind of. Wherever Lance the man. You see him kind of dig into it a little bit, and he like rubs his like body with his blood, and he like got like a really weird sheen to him now. You see him kind of laugh again, and then he points, and, like, this whole area just engulfs in dark,
okay,
which won't hurt anybody except for Lance, because everybody has a dark vision.
Hukotl has your number.
Elves don't have improvision anymore.
I tell him this.
Nope, they just have low light.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit! I quit!
But I meant to say I was a half-orc.
Yeah. Do you have a torch? Everything like that? I have a lamp.
Light that, light that morning star up.
It's true.
Fire her on. Flame on, buddy.
That's all he will do.
Okay.
It'll be best of his turn.
Okay.
You have 15, right?
Yes.
There's not a lot of room to move, though. I'm looking at moving back, so whatever you want to...
So, that's...
me.
Okay, and this is...
No, that's bad guy.
That's bad guy?
That's a muck, a weird humanoidish muck-looking man.
Okay.
Let's see, okay. I'll say the description.
Yeah.
This creature's bloated frame shudders and eat with each heavy step, yet despite its shape, the thing moves with surprising quickness. Hideous bile as it is cruel, even if it lacks strength power to realize.
Which one's you again, David? Sorry. Which one? Without a
my bat. God, it's confused!
There's just so much silver going on.
You're a pinky fucking
idiot. Spend hours upon hours.
Okay, so I can't hit him with that.
You could delay and wait for us to do something. I'm gonna get out of the way.
Okay, I'll delay. I'm gonna cast Boiling Blood on Makoa. As soon as he is about to attack. That's what I'm delaying.
So you're
cast
delaying
until he goes. Just as he goes, I'm going to cast it on.
You do something that benefits me.
And that'll be your last level 2 spell, right?
Well, I thought, didn't we agree that we rested, I thought? We didn't rest earlier? Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, that'll be my last level.
Nope.
Where can we take it?
Well, I just need an hour. Yeah. I need an hour of prayer. That's it. Like, I don't actually have to sleep.
In the water.
I should just leave. Right,
I'm gonna
back.
Try that. Okay, so
I'm gonna go back.
Could I attack and move out of the way? If I shift 5, then I don't get an opportunity provoked, right?
If you do it, you can do something called a strategic retreat. I don't remember what it's called right now, but
withdraw. I think is what
it's called. Withdraw. Yeah, you don't get attack or opportunity. You move up to twice your speed.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought a strategic withdrawal was like just 5 or not.
No, you can always move 5. But, the retreat is like getting out of, you're focusing on it. So, like, it's like you walking back and they're attacking you, you're like whipping their weapon the other way so they're not hitting you. You're like focused on getting the hell out of there.
Or I could attack and move, right?
Yeah.
And I would provoke it.
Yeah, you can
attack
and
move. I'm going to attack and move. I don't like this cold iron shit anyways.
Burr!
Probably not. But 6 plus...
It's chilly in here.
6.
Yeah.
12.
Oh, God.
12...
Somebody close the window.
...is a barely miss.
Thank you for the suspense on that one. Alright, I'm going to move. So, do your attack of opportunity, then I'm going to move back behind these guys.
Oh, if you insist, I guess I will. You don't have to do attack of opportunity. But he wants one, so what am I going to say? I can't refuse it. Oh, I should have said that. I got a natural 20.
Okay.
Well, I can confirm. So he...
Boom, boom, boom.
Like, swipes at you with claws, like his hand comes out and you kind of see claws kind of ooze up to his fingers and kind of slaps at you. Two points of damage.
Oh, no.
Suck it. Critically.
Yeah.
Alright, and then I'm going to move behind these guys.
Now, remember with your spear, you have a 10-foot attack range.
Oh, so I could kind of stab around somebody as they're...
Yeah, and that also works for, like, when you're doing
from the top of the door.
Stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it could act like a spur, too. Like, when you could shank Makoa, like, in his thigh a little bit.
It's Makoa.
Get up there!
Makoa's turn, so it's actually...
No retreat.
That's right.
No surrender, no retreat. Boiling blood on you?
Yeah, as soon as if he attacks.
What is that again? The same thing?
Plus two strength for 4 rounds.
For 4 rounds.
And then... That's it, right?
Yeah, I'm staying where I'm at.
Okay. So then Makoa.
So was that guy flanked?
Cole moved up here.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing.
All right, so it's my turn then. All right, so I get plus 2, which would take me to 1920. So that would be a plus 5. So this would be plus 9. All right.
I would say we should focus on one guy at a time. So if you can,
I have my
get this guy, get him flanked, kill him, and you can move back together.
Yeah, I'm rushing to him with my great axe, like in the air, and I'm like yelling.
Yeah.
No,
exactly.
My axe is greater.
How can you get your mini to do that?
Except I'm left-handed, so this is all.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on,
that, and I'm yelling in like Orcish, like profanity in Orcish.
All right, you gotta say in
Orcish.
I do speak Orc, so I understand everything you say.
It's gonna be very bad.
And then I swing as hard as I can.
Oh, I don't have.
Oh,
sure to fuck in. Roll again.
Yes.
It's the same thing I rolled
time. Might be
six.
No, 6 plus.
My 12 was almost.
This is actually 9 now.
15?
So yeah, 15. It's the same thing I rolled last time.
Plus he's flanked.
Oh, plus he's flanked, too.
Dang.
That confirms.
Oh, I don't know what my...
I've never hit with this.
Oh, no, times 3, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is the first time I've hit anything. And I hit with somebody earlier with a headbutt.
It's fairly.
Malamar. Hit Malamar.
Right?
No, it's this one.
Oh, yeah. Roll
no,
so hard.
Did you want to check it?
Nice, 21.
And is that plus 4?
Oh, yeah, plus 4.
So you add your 4 to your 3.
So 33, then?
Yeah.
I'm going to the review for a while.
33, you think? So he rushes up, his blood boiling. I assume you ended your rage earlier.
Yeah, I ended my rage earlier.
So I'm going to get
raging here, like literally there would be nothing left of this pile.
This is going to be awesome. He comes up with his axe, get ready to slam down on the slimy mass, and he just, instead of hitting down, he kind of goes up and does an uppercut-ish looking thing.
Oh.
And David, you just feel the back of your clothes just get drenched with muck and shit. You're like, oh, fuck. And it's like all over the walls and everything. Beyond gone.
This was the people, like,
and I'm just like, David, you're not flanked anymore. I say, you're going to get my dry cleaning bill.
Alright, so I still got 3 rounds of that one.
It doesn't burn you.
Yeah.
Pony.
I just lick it up then.
Tastes like cotton candy. Guys, they taste good! They taste good! Eat them!
It's like chocolate.
How big are the
chocolate things? Golems?
They're Oompa Loompa size.
Let's see here. Yeah, he's right. They're about halfling size.
Oh, well, I was guessing. Halfling. I was just kidding.
They're small. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to pull in your mouth?
Alright, so we're in a small corridor. What's the best way we can keep attacking people?
I don't know who's up next.
I can spear somebody if I'm behind somebody else.
Dave,
so.
You're next.
I'm putting that guy in a bag of holding.
Here you go.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I just see you, like, putting it over your own head.
I try to swing at you while you do that, but...
Keep it.
Get in there.
You're going to hate me for saying this because it might screw this all up, but if you're trying to put a bag of holding upside down, does that mean everything falls out when you try to do that?
From my understanding, bagging bags of holding, well...
You have to reach in there to get it?
I think you have to reach in there and you have to know what you want. Gravity doesn't affect it on the outside. Because it's like its own dimension in there.
The demonic ones are kind of fun.
Yeah, it's one of those. They bite you.
Yeah.
Really?
And they don't do it right away either. Like, if you can reach your hand in once and think that everything's normal, then eventually it'll actually try to take your arm.
It'll suck you in there.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's pretty fun, though.
Hold on a second.
You can't change his bag of holding it.
Let me roll to see if it, if your arm's still there.
Make all weapons cursed from now on. Bonner. Underline. For me. Alright, Dave, what else are you going to do? Are you just going to stand there?
Can I shift over here?
Yep, he'd already, he only gets one attack of opportunity, so...
Okay, I'll shift over here to, like, open up the game so everybody else can get at him.
Okay. Alright, let's do this.
Alright.
Can I move any more than five?
I'm not going to allow it because you got a one.
Okay, that's fine.
Alright.
And
you
got
so,
you got that Morningstar, probably can't attack around people, right?
No,
so
that's 5 feet. So.
Alright, I'll move up behind him when you're ready.
We'll keep rolling until
just
one,
half
out.
Work, yeah. I'll let the half board do the heavy chopping, and then I'll do some rocking and stabbing.
That one, he tried to flip at you, and he kind of, like, slams his hands against the wall.
What are these things?
Shit monsters.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find a picture of one.
Sure. Also, I have not. My eyes have not left.
This guy's turn.
Asshole.
You can't see him. Yeah. Do perception check. Lance can see him.
I can see him underneath his legs.
Dustin, give me a.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Can't see over anyone.
7. I think that's exactly what I rolled last time. Yeah, it's a 25 for me.
Alright, so you guys see him, and he has David's quiver in one hand. And
that's
you
not yours!
And you see him with his new gunk cover hands kind of grab the arrows, and you kind of hear it, you see it kind of hiss through as he clasps his fist, and he lets go, and you can kind of tell that the butt of the arrows, the feathered part, are like gone.
Quivers! Those were expensive!
I would assume I just stole from all those bandits.
Oh, that's true.
And then you see him kind of blink away.
Did he leave the quiver?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I'm taking this with me.
He's destroying everything you love.
Yeah.
Why does he hate me? Just because I bit him.
Yeah.
Do I think that he's using those feathers for a component to a spell?
Give me a spell craft. Why the fuck are we
using
I don't know. Maybe.
I need to start interrupting his spells.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a shit monster.
Holy dredge.
I think his back is pregnant.
All I wanted was a friend.
Is there a friend? Stop trying to kill me.
Is there a highly dredge?
No, but oddly enough, they have the Dungeon Master from the old Dungeons and Dragons cartoon on there as a dredge. I don't
really?
Know that.
That's funny.
Alright, let's do this. Let's...
Malar, so Dustin, go.
Malarigo. We're looking for you, Malamar. We got you.
Okay, I'm
gonna.
Another
candy bar.
I'm gonna move to here, and I'm gonna try to hit him with just the mace normally.
Okay.
What? How long does the channel energy last? How many rounds?
One hit.
Why did he let the barbarian get it?
I guess that's true. I didn't even think of that.
Rub his back for support.
Yeah, I
go,
guess.
Go, buddy, go!
Fair enough.
I guess I'll just stay back.
Go back in time and not run out.
Keep us alive.
I'll run back in the goal. No.
You gotta take your step forward.
After he sees there's two of them, he's like, oh shit.
Well, you can delay your turn again if you want. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I guess I'll just delay it.
Ken is after Dustin.
I'll delay until after the barbarian.
Can't you go here and attack?
I can. I can attack 10 feet, so I'm going to wait for him to move up, and then I'll attack.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like as he's backing up, coming to the side.
I'm not sure if that works.
So I
can
attack
10
feet.
Well, I think that means not being someone in front of you. I'm not sure if that's how that works or not. I'll look it up later. We'll say you can just for now.
Okay.
Just really don't know.
Just want to make it maneuver? I have to run the whole thing.
No, we'll just do normal
attack.
Okay. Alright, so... Barbarian.
Alright, I do the same thing. I'm like wielding this thing. I've got like some splatter on my face, and I'm just like,
take the splatter.
Yeah.
Licks it. He's right. It does taste like cotton candy.
And I got a plus. What did I
plus nine,
plus,
right?
Yeah, plus nine. So 23.
Thirteen.
Or no, because that'll be a plus six, so 15.
15.
Yeah, my bad. I forget that.
I
heard that.
That
damage.
One is really hurting. He kind of hit him, and he kind of blobs all over the place. But he's still barely.
Still alive, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So you want to delay after me then?
Yeah. There's something.
Okay, I'm gonna go up here.
Plus 6,
19. Right? So 19.
19 hits. Alright.
8 plus
5
is
12. Bam! 13. He finishes job. Stabs it in what he thinks is his neck. Whatever it does.
Take it, Blobby.
It blobs
off
yeah.
His back.
Done with my private part. Alright. It is David's turn.
In the bag of holding.
I'm gonna try it again.
Wow. If you continue to botch that thing, there is no oxygen in there.
Okay, that is a. I don't think it's gonna hit, no. 12 doesn't hit.
It's like
right?
Drop it and
no.
It falls into it.
Give me on it!
Alright, that's his actual turn now. Okay. He misses again. He's up.
Stop trying to put me in the bag.
You do not have this fight in the bag.
There's a mushroom in there.
His eyes light up. Turns into a fairy.
I don't know.
You can still have it gone if you want to move.
Yeah.
I'll just move forward.
You can get it out.
Stay there.
You got a little cubby behind David.
Nah, being a priest, I'm still gonna. I
have love and respect for all things.
Yeah. Except for.
All are Huey's.
Malar.
Yeah. All are right, Huey's children except for Malar.
Malar, you know what he's doing. Dustin, your turn again.
Okay, now I'll just go ahead and move. I guess, since. I'll just step over this nasty bit.
Ew.
Thing.
Yuck. Ew.
Actually, and then I'll do a perception check down here. Just to make sure there's nothing. 17.
Go down and you see a bunch of mosaics on the wall down here that are looks like a representation of Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like
I touch the wall and just kind of pet it.
Bird. And it takes up, like, the whole wall on each side. Alright, so that's Dustin. Kenny, go.
I'll delay until the barbarian.
Alright. I actually probably should have had you
well,
miss chance last time. I forgot it. That part was going on.
Well, since David's fumbling around there, I'll do the same. Actually, I'll move up here.
You're saying you're going to try to grab him in the back?
No, I'm not going to try to grab him in the back. I'm going to try to stab that. Goblin
thing.
Yeah, whatever the dretch. 6 plus 6 is 12.
Nope, that'll be a miss. You make me.
That sucks. I blocked off.
Mary,
but
you
that's
make,
okay.
You make me.
I'm blocked off anyway.
Me,
yeah.
me, make Makoa and Mako now. Makoa. Push everybody in front of you and make them follow.
No, I was going to do that earlier. I was like, I'm
just going to push names.
But he's a half-orc too, so you know, I got some respect for him. But if it were the dwarf standing in front of me.
Good luck. Not moving me.
Well, I don't even have anything ranged at this point. I could throw my short bow at him.
throw your short bow.
Yeah,
my boomer bow.
Rainbow. Yeah.
There we go.
Weapon genius.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I really can't do much.
Not at him. Yes. You're going down. Down into that sack.
Yeah, I'm just gonna hang out here and just like.
So.
After. Yeah, I'm just gonna be like, like, I'm just standing over that dead
my
body.
My blood is boiling here, guys.
Yeah,
you just
then,
just
yeah.
kick that dead one again. Just to
so I'm gonna go
anger.
Ahead and mark this down to one round.
Oh shit! I'm sorry, I shouldn't step in front.
Well, no, it's all good.
Did.
Yeah, because
he's still
too.
Trying to bag him.
I'm just
bag and tag him.
I'm trying to raise their morale a little bit. I'm just like war cries and stuff. But I'm doing an orcus.
Can you get around him? Maybe one of us can hold the bag
hey,
up
hey,
and the other one can
I'll
shove
him.
I'll
put
him
in that bag.
Yeah, no! No, stop!
Hey, a little better.
Well, you should have seen if you could move to this side, and then I could have shoved him into the bag for you.
AC
since you're
23?
So...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
5 points of damage.
Alright.
No
more of this bag.
Now I'm going to do a full attack on you.
And it's okay. You kept trying to tackle that guy with the prosthetic arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. 22 hit.
Yeah. What is this guy all of a sudden?
He's doing a full attack. He wasn't a full attacking before. 20.
Yeah.
Your heart was in the right place, boy.
That's one of the
but let
bag.
Me help you next time you want to put somebody in that bag. I'll push him in there for you. You hold it open.
That's what's pulling out later.
He caws you with one hand, misses, and then kind of does like a half-ass bite to you. Does 5 points of damage.
Biting makes him mad.
Please don't try to bite him. I will not write a song
Dustin.
For you if you bite this poop monster. Demon biting gets you a star. Poop monster biting gets you nothing.
I will
there
just
was
stay
a
where I'm at.
With a shitty monster. He tastes like shit. He looks like shit. He was one shitty customer.
Wait, how are you doing on health? You're pretty low.
18.
Okay. I'm going to use my wand to
oh, shit.
Cure moderate. I'm going to use my wand to cure moderate wounds on him.
Okay.
It's not a D8.
You have to barbarian just flame it in the back.
It's 2D8.
Yeah.
You got a level on it by it?
It's a level. It's, I should have, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, you should have, yeah.
No, I just have 12 charges. Yeah, I don't remember what it was. I would guess it was just like a level 2.
I thought it was level 9.
I would say level 2, so you get a. Plus, it'll be 2d8 plus 2. So I'm not sure if it's 2d8 or 3d8.
It should only be 2. Because Cure Light Wounds is 1.
Yeah.
Moderate's the next step up.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Oh, dang. So we have 15, and then how much?
That's more than enough.
2 points of damage. Or 2 points of damage.
Okay. So
it'll be plus 2 on top of 1 damage.
I doff my hat.
And I wave this at Makoa, and I'm like, you'll get some when you can behave yourself.
All right, Kenny.
No heals for you.
Try to step.
Oh, yeah, I got my
around,
control.
David here. Hold on a this is a gruesome die. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah!
The curse is lifted.
Okay.
And then plus 5, so 12.
Hit. Didn't like that. Fucked him up good. Finally, you finally had to point out to David how to hit him.
This is how this works.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Let me punctuate this point by sticking it in him.
Bagged him for holding things.
You should just put lava in your bag.
Yeah.
Pour it out.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I should just have had it pouring out water every time you try to
put
it.
Didn't you put a bunch of water in there? Everything you're gonna have is gonna be soggy now from forever.
No, I put water, then I was running and dumped it out.
Oh, yeah.
Go back and forth.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had to make so many trips when you're trying to put out that burning corpse fire.
Yeah, you know, we probably could have used that for like the burning monastery or whatever we were originally
David.
Going
to. I know that's McCoy's.
Yeah, that's long gone. They're to be built.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep.
Are you delaying?
I'm coming down a little bit though.
Yeah, I'll delay just in case, like if I can do anything later.
Alright. This guy pissed me off. I'm just stabbing with the hungamonga. Hungamonga. 18.
Okay.
And 7.
You hung among him in the head and he died.
Now you can put him in the bag.
Put him in the bag.
No, I don't want that.
Look what we did to the last guy.
Wait just a second. I can find him. No, it's not this. Where is it?
You're going to touch it?
No.
You said search the body.
I was just joking because that's what we were saying.
You're supposed to poke it. Always say poke it. With like something, you know, anything nearby.
I got to poke it to know it.
I got my javelin. We can poke it with javelin.
I actually have a box of those nasty like vinyl gloves. I just hand one to you.
Alright. This is best you got, Malamar?
Yeah, what's up, Malamar? Can we sense him? Like, is he around? Are we still in combat?
Can you sense him? No, you're not in combat anymore. I don't know if you can try to proceed.
Malamar! 15.
See the tops of your arrows land on the floor over here.
Quivers.
I recognize these. Wait a second!
Quivers!
Oh, so wait, he didn't take the feathers with him?
No.
Okay.
What did you roll on that?
Just like a 4.
Well,
maybe a 3.
So I don't feel bad at 4.
Yeah.
I don't remember it now.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. What did you get from that? I got a
Well, brash David, which way are we going?
I climbed on the ceiling and looked down the hall.
Okay.
For less than 10 minutes.
9 minutes in it. Actually, that takes Dave
for
to recharge.
Oh.
So
you...
I start to try
and look. Try to walk and it doesn't stick. Try to walk in the wall and it does not stick.
Nothing's working for me today, guys.
Alright, I'll come look at it. Peer around it. Slowly. With a little more caution than David does.
Is it still all dark in here? Can you...
The darkness went away after
that
last dredge died.
Oh, and didn't he touch this crystal and everything up here?
Yep.
What do you think?
Yep. I'll do it.
Do it.
I'll touch it.
Roll. Reflex save.
Natural 20. Nothing
happened. Is this like a crackle as he gets close or anything? Like,
no, I just want him to,
I
just want him to waste over 20.
Let's have it laughs and he's kind of like, you should try again.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.